This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We turn now to Miley Cyrus, whatever it was she may have been doing at the Video Music Awards a couple of weeks ago, and the December issue of Vogue magazine. Vogue has dropped Ms. Cyrus from the cover of said issue because it decided her performance was distasteful. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports that even in the digital era, a cover photo is still worth a whole lot more than a thousand words.
It's our party, we can do what we want. It's our party, we can say what we want.
The VMAs might have been Miley Cyrus's party, but Vogue magazine is editor Anna Wintour's.
You have no style or sense of fashion.
I think that depends on what you're...
No, that wasn't a question.
When Ms. Wintour, played by Meryl Streep in The Devil Wears Prada, canceled Cyrus's appearance on the cover of Vogue, she canceled some of Cyrus's future earnings potential, according to style expert George Brescia.
Product endorsements, perhaps even her own clothing line.
A magazine cover and the photo shoot inside, in Vogue especially, can bring a whole new light and a whole new audience to a rising star.
So it's all of a sudden, oh my God, I didn't know she could look like that. She looks amazing. And then they open it up and they're like, oh, look at these different looks on her. And so all different kinds of people are seeing her.
But for the magazines, covers are critical for newsstand sales and ad revenue. Jerry Gutman is president of Lexicon Group, a publishing consulting firm. He says magazine editors will look at years' worth of covers and compare them with newsstand sales to figure out just what draws readers in.
It could be that for some reason, the color red or the color blue or the color green or the logo.
Even magazines like Vogue, which rely much more heavily on subscriptions, need newsstand sales to get new subscribers and for drawing in advertisers. But Gutman says in Vogue's case, it probably didn't have to do with sales.
Between Yumi and the lamppost, they have had other covers of a sexual orientation.
So this is really about Anna Wintour not liking Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Ouch. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.